really is very encouraging. And I think the great sign of hope for Devon and Exeter to see so many people gathered for this peace walk on this Interdependence Day this evening. My name is Michael Langrish. I'm the Bishop of Exeter, responsible for the Church of England through Devon. It's a joy for me to be able to welcome you to this Cloister Garth in Exeter Cathedral on behalf of the diocese and on behalf of the cathedral. We began our walk at an Islamic place of worship and teaching. We ended at a Christian place of worship and teaching. But my guess is that those of us who have walked are of many different faiths and of none. But we are all human, and it is our humanity that unites us here this evening. This is an act of human solidarity. We stand in solidarity with one another and with all those many, far too many, throughout the world whose lives have been blighted, whose hopes have been destroyed, whose families have been torn apart by acts of violence, terror, and war. This building where we end our walk this evening has been significant for hundreds of years, not only in the life of the church, but in the life of this community of Exeter. And throughout its time, it has stood witness to certain truths. We heard at the beginning of our walk of something that the Quran has to say about peace. The Christian scriptures speak of the way in which it is in love and compassion to one another and working for peace through justice that we begin to find our true humanity. And so it is as human beings, in solidarity, committed to peace with justice, that we meet here this evening. And we do so also to remember those many millions who, as I say, have been affected by acts of war and acts of terrorism. The young, the old, the women, the men, the individuals, the families, those who served in armed forces, those who are civilians. As we stand here, we remember that the words of peace which we heard at the beginning of the walk and the words of peace that we hear at the end are there to give us and to help us to be signs of hope and peace in our world. As we recall the human cost of violence and conflict, we cannot but also recall the damage done to our environment and the fragile ecology of this globe of ours every time human beings turn towards one another in violence rather than in peace. And so on this day of interdependence, we come in peace, in hope, and in remembrance. All the victims of remembrance, while all the victims of violence, we shall remember them.